the Gospel Spotlight welcomes Tamika Holyfield. Tamika, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you and your listeners doing tonight?
Hey, doing great. Tamika, tell us about the 8th annual All-Star Gospel Celebration.
Oh my goodness, where do I start? For 8 years, we have been bringing gospel to NBA All-Star Weekend. It's been so faith meets basketball, and then the Holy Spirit shows up, and it is a slam dunk time.
Who can we expect this year on the red carpet?
Oh, my goodness. So we have NBA All-Star Tracy T. Mac McGrady and his wife, Clorinda McGrady, CNN, Washington Watch, TV One's, Roland Martin, and let's not forget about America's own, the Olympic gold medalist, Gabby Douglas, is our 2013 slam dunk honoree. We are most excited about that. And then we have a lot of other people coming out. Kathy Hughes from TV One. We have Janine and Jawan Howard. He played for Miami Heat. We have tons of BTB, which is the National Basketball Wives Association. Not what you see on VH1. This is the authentic Wives Association. And then we have tons of retired basketball players, current basketball players. And then we have, hosting our red carpet, we have the one and only Miss Mikey from 106 BT and Park. So, we're just all over the board this year.
What does it take to put on an event of this magnitude?
It's a lot. It takes you having a lot of faith to think that you can bring Jesus in the middle of a secular event where Jesus is the last thing on anybody's mind. But how many of us know, and how many of your listeners know, that God is everywhere? He's omnipotent. He created basketball. He created the slam dunk. So we're going to create an environment where he can show up and show out. And that's where you have the 8th annual All-Star Gospel Celebration.
Now, where did this all come about? You know, how did it all happen when you first got into it? Was there a revelation or something to do something like this? Because I don't think it has ever been done before.
No, it hasn't. What happened was I was traveling with Gospel's premier saxophonist, Angela Christie, on the road as her armor bearer. And then I was also running the Evander Holyfield Foundation. Mr. Holyfield is my uncle. So I was living these two lives, you know, at church constantly in the ministry. And then on weekends, I was on private planes, landing on yachts and seeing all these first-class parties. And I thought, wait a minute, the Christian community, the church should be able to experience this. So how can I combine the two where I can bring a red carpet experience to the saints? And I felt if Jesus showed up on the red carpet, what a mighty time that would be. And so thus birthed All-Star Gospel Celebration out of my belly with the desire to have a red carpet event for the Christian community to come to walk down the red carpet, to enter the doors adorned with fresh flowers that you smell. You're giving souvenir booklets, and no one's asking you for an offering, and it's not a Bible study, it's not church, but it's another environment where we can come and still the guest of honor is Jesus Christ, but we can lift him up in the midst of a weekend such as NBA All-Star, and that's how it was birthed in 2006.
Did you ever think you would be into your 8th year?
Not at all. I'm asking myself now, oh my, 8 years. The first year, it happened so fast when I got the opportunity, because truth be told, when the NBA opened up a space to have an inspirational event, I think they were looking at Matthew Knowles at the time. He was starting his gospel label. And for whatever reason happened, that meeting didn't take place, and I was next in line. And they said, okay, we're going to go with you. I didn't even have a logo. I had nothing. I had to have my graphic guy get a logo ready in one weekend, and I had 30 days to produce the first one. And so I was going so fast, 90 miles an hour, it wasn't until the event came, and it was filled with almost 2,000 people, all with their hands up, lifting up the name of Jesus, and I thought, my God, what is this?
How has the NBA embraced this, and how has people in the NBA embrace your All-Star Gospel Celebration?
It's been embraced very well. We work in conjunction with NBA Entertainment. That means we follow all their rules. We follow all their guidelines. They give us space to have the event. And I think it's been a great diversity event for them. It's been a place now. I get emails from mothers and wives who now say, we now have somewhere to go during NBA All-Star Weekend. We now have somewhere that we can bring our kids. And so I think what it has done for NBA is diversified the weekend. So they have embraced me. The NBA Players Wives Association have embraced me. And then this year, for the first time, the National Basketball Players Association is coming aboard. So I'm seeing how it's growing year by year. And then year by year, you'll have more players to walk that carpet. And, you know, our ultimate goal is to have all the players there. Our ultimate goal is to ultimately have a player's choir, where now you see the NBA players in a choir uniform, and they are praying, because this is the same God. Let's remember, it's the same God there saying, let me make that free throw. It's the same God that when you're in the fourth quarter and you got 2 minutes left to go, you're on that bench praying to him. So it's the same God we're praising during NBA All-Star Weekend.
For my listeners, when I asked you the question, who is Tamika Holyfield, how would you describe yourself?
I would describe myself as a modern Kamora Lee Simpson who is saved, sanctified, and full of the Holy Ghost. And don't let the look or the personality fool you, because at the end of the day, I'm stretched out on my knees praying before this man who is my Jesus, my first and last, my beginning and my end, and he's everything to me. That's how I would describe myself.
As we wrap things up, once again, tell the folks who we can expect for this weekend.
Listen, I want you guys to go to your computers, go to www.allstargospelcelebration.com, allstargospelcelebration.com. Get your tickets, because when you come, you're going to see Israel and New Breed. You're going to see James Fortune and Fire. You're going to see Season 5, Sunday's Best Runner-Up, Alexis Spike. And then you're going to see Brian Courtney Wilson. And if that's not enough of them all on the stage lifting up the name of Jesus, you're going to see testimonies from Olympic gold medalist Gabrielle Douglas of how her faith made her become the Olympic gold medalist. You're going to hear Roland Martin talk about his faith and how it's out there and how he's on CNN and all over. And you're going to hear Tracy T. McGrady and his wife talk about what faith has done for them being an NBA married family. And so you're going to see a different side, that God is outside the four walls of the church. You're going to come to a classy red carpet event where we're still having church like we're at the storefront on the corner where your grandmother used to live. That's what you're in for on Saturday, February 16th, 2013 at the Arena Theater. You can call us at 877-841-8088. 877-841-8088. And if you want to encounter an experience with God, come meet us there at the Arena Theater on Saturday, February 16th.
Sound like y'all really going to have church, Tamika.
Don't let the red carpet fool you. We're going to church.
All right. It is our guest, Tamika Holyfield. Tamika, it has been a blessing talking to you, and may God continue to bless you and to bless this event coming up.
Thank you so much. And to all your listeners, be blessed, and I love you all.
It's Tamika Holyfield inside the Gospel Spotlight.